association. That's what he's saying. Now, CNN has never said this publicly to us or to our ambassador. When you dig in behind it, they're the answer to CNN's emotional outbursts here are really two. One is that he's discovered some opposition in his own country, which has nothing to do with nobody. He hates to admit this even to himself, and so he attacks the Khmer Sarai. We have nothing to do with this. I've given him categorical assurances, and the ambassador knows it's true. But behind it all is this fear of what's happened to Ziem and Nu, fear of his own military. This is bothering Sihanouk. He's a highly emotional fellow. And also, as the ambassador is frank to say, there's a history during the administration of President Eisenhower where the agency did play footsie with opposition groups in there.
Today, was that a true story about the 59 or something? That
yes, sir, it is true.
CIA did do it?
Sure. They supplied some money, and they were involved in a plot against Sihanouk back before this administration.
Right, they did it in Indonesia, they did it in Laos, they did it in Cambodia.
They just are paying for it all over Asia for ineptitude and giddy with success machinations. We're paying for it. We're paying, and the thing that we're paying so heavily for, and the trouble is we're paying for it in our own people, in our own press, in our own Congress, is that the agency in those days wasn't responsible to the State Department. Did things State Department didn't know about. Every time I go on Capitol Hill, I get this thrown in my face. Are you in control? I tell them I am. Well, I am, but it's hard to live with the past.
Well, in any case, is there any, there's some talk about sending Acheson out, is there?
Yes, sir, but I'll tell you, as I've talked to this man, and Alex Johnson talked to him last night, I'm afraid that it's past that. If it were just the Khmer Sarai, and that was all.
What's the Khmer Sarai? What do you mean?
Oh, this is a Khmer Sarai is an opposition movement, an exile group. It probably doesn't number more than 300 or 400 people, but they've got one or two little transmitters that they transmit around by ox cart in Thailand and possibly in South Vietnam.
Yeah.
Very hard to direction find these things. You've got to be within 10 miles of them, and so on. But the relations between Sihanouk in Cambodia and Sirit in Thailand are such the Thais will not do anything to try to stop it. I've toyed with the notion of saying to the Cambodians, look, we'll help you find them, and then going to the Thais. The Thais have already hit the roof on this. I wouldn't mind that because I'd like to get Cambodia and South Vietnam together so we can stop this flow of potassium chlorate and things in South Vietnam through agents. But I'm more and more convinced that a trip by Acheson or Harriman or me is just not going to scratch the surface of this. It's one of these things where we have to buckle our belts and really take the ambassador's advice, get out gracefully on our aid program, and a few months from now he may turn around, or he may turn around in a couple of weeks.
Well, what are we going to do? What's our public position going to be?
Well, I think our public position at the moment is two things. One is the categorical denials that we have anything to do with the Khmer Sarai and their opposition or any plots to topple Sihanouk. And our second public position is, as you have so often said, our aid is because people want us there. If they don't want us there, we are happy to get out.
Are we going to say we're going to get out?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't say that publicly just yet. I'd like to think of that for an hour, because the point is that just as the ambassador is hedging a little bit about this, so the note that Sihanouk sent to our ambassador says that let's negotiate your withdrawal. Now, in the case of one category of aid, I forgot whether it's economic or military, the contract itself, or the aid agreement itself, provides for, if such an occasion happens, a 3-month phase-out, and the other one provides for a 6-month phase-out.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of flexibility. The only thing I mean, Mr. President, is I think we're past the stage where a flying visit by Acheson or something like this is going to turn it around.
Yeah.
I think that may come, but...
Well, except it seems to me that we're going to have a public and probably a Hill position on what we're going to do about withdrawing our aid. You know, I'm sure that
yes,
our friend Otto will be up wanting to know, so I think we ought to get it sort of clear. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine.